dadating yung time na sobrang bigat ng pagdadaanan mo. Sobrang daming challenges to the point na dapang-dapa ka na, sagad na sagad ka na. At akala mo, sagad ka na talaga. Akala mo, yun na yung lowest moment and lowest point mo. Pero meron pa pala, may mas mabigat pala. I'm here to tell you na kung itutuloy mo at ilalaban mo, beyond that point, beyond the struggles, beyond the suffering, there's bliss, there's happiness and love, there's abundance. Yes, good day to you guys and welcome to another episode of Principles by MJ Lopez. Here in this podcast, we will talk about life, business, career, leadership, entrepreneurship, and success principles that you can use to manifest and create the life that you want. And today, we will talk about the three things you have to remember if you're struggling right now. Based on my personal experience with my friends and relatives, mentees and clients, I noticed that most people are suffering. Most people are having a lot of challenges this 2023. So, kumbaga, itong year na to, it's all about attrition. It's all about challenges. It's all about, you know, self-doubt. Aatakihin na naman yung self-image natin. May self-sabotage na naman. May procrastination na naman. May mabibigat na pagsubok na naman. And we all thought na tapos na siya, di ba? Kasi tapos na yung pandemic. Pero bumalik yung attrition. If you are one of these people na sobrang pinagdadaanan sa buhay, this podcast episode is for you. And kung moving forward ka naman, kung okay ka, this is also a good episode to take note of, mainly because you will be prepared and you will be able to anticipate all the challenges and struggles. Para alam mo na yung gagawin mo pagdating mo doon. And I noticed that there are patterns in terms of challenges. Kaya kaya talaga siyang malampasan and there will always be rewards pag nalampasan mo. So now, let's talk about the three things that you have to remember. Especially if you are struggling and you're suffering really hard right now. Number one, big time. And it means believe in God's time. Most of us, please comment if nakaka-relate ka. Most of us, nasusubok yung faith natin whenever we are struggling, pag dumadating yung matitinding pagsubok. Kasi pag sobrang bigat na ng challenges mo, tapos dumadating sa point kasi minsan, di ba? Especially as leaders, especially yung mga leaders in the industry, kung negosyante ka, kung CEO ka, kung upline ka, kung ikaw yung big boss, minsan wala kang malapitan eh. Kasi in-expect ng lahat, okay ka. If you are a leader, everyone assumes you are okay. Even if you are not okay. Because everyone had been seeing you showing up in excellence, showing up in responsibility, being really responsible, being a leader, leading everyone, kahit hindi ka okay. So sanay sila na kahit hindi ka okay, mukha kang okay. Sanay sila na hindi ka kamustahin. At sanay sila na lalapitan ka lang nila kapag may problema sila. So as leaders, we tried being open, diba? We tried being vulnerable. But it didn't work, especially sa mga tao na nasasakupan natin. Kasi hindi natin pwedeng i-open sa mga leaders natin, sa mga tao under our organization, yung mga challenges natin. Kasi nagkakaroon ng law of familiarity, masyado silang nagiging close. Pag naging close, nagiging acne. Feeling nila, alam na nila lahat. Feeling nila, kilalang kilala na nila tayo. Feeling nila, alam na nila lahat about us. Kaya hindi na sila nakikinig, nawawala yung boundary, nawawala yung respect. And minsan, yung mga taong pinagtitiwalaan natin, when we open ourselves to them, sometimes they are using our weaknesses against us. Sometimes yung knowledge na yan gagamitin nila against us. So it's really hard for us to find someone we can trust, to find an inner circle. And most of you guys probably doesn't have an inner circle yet. Kung meron man, good for you. Ako, meron ako. But at the end of the day, it's really hard to be open. Especially pag in the moment ka na ng struggle and challenges. Kasi pagkasama mo na yung inner circle mo, puro inspiration din yung pinag-uusapan nyo eh. Puro ideas, puro plans, puro magagandang bagay. Kasi yun yung source mo ng kabaliwan, yun yung source mo ng inspiration and motivation, yun yung source mo ng ideas. So, bihirang-bihira yung nagiging vulnerable ka rin sa inner circle mo. Kaya naman, pag sobrang bigat ng challenges, napapalapit tayo kay God. Napapalapit tayo sa Kanya. And for me, believing in God's time means that you really have to trust and surrender. Kailangan mo talaga magtiwala. Kailangan mo ibigay lahat. Kasi there will be a time na alam mo sa sarili mong ginagawa mo yung best mo. Alam mo sa sarili mong ginagawa mo lahat. Alam mo sa sarili mo na tinutodo mo. Alam mo sa sarili mo that you are giving it your all. Hindi ka nagre-reklamo, nagpupuyat ka, inaayos mo yung mindset mo, inayos mo yung sarili mo, you're reading books, you're watching videos, you're listening to MJ Lopez most of the time. You know yourself that you are kind to people, you are compassionate with people, that you are always coming from love, pero wala pa ring resulta. And that would be painful as fuck. Kahit gano'ng ako lupit, mapapaisip ka pa rin talaga, bakit ganon, bakit walang resulta. So for me, believing in God's time means that you will really surrender. Na kahit wala pa yung resulta, na kahit sobrang bigat na, maniniwala ka pa rin sa Kanya. Maniniwala ka pa rin na ibibigay niya sa'yo yung deserve mo. And maybe kaya may delay, kasi sobrang laki ng naghihintay sa'yo. And it had been a pattern in my life. That is why I'm really confident. And my faith had been giving me a lot of blessing. You know, my faith saved my life. Kasi every time na dumadating sa point na sobrang dapa ako, sobrang bigat ng pinagdadaanan ko, as in yung moment na talagang dapang-dapang-dapang-dapa na, aminin na natin, yun yung time na mas naaalala natin siya. And maybe that's a reminder for us that we are all humans. Na siya pa rin talaga yung nagbibigay sa lahat. Siya pa rin talaga yung nagbibigay ng lahat. Na lahat ng to, lahat ng meron tayo sa Kanya galing. And maybe it's giving us the value of humility. That you have to be willing to start over. Because again, life will always humble you. So, during those times, mas nagpe-pray tayo, mas malapit tayo sa Kanya, mas nagko-communicate tayo sa Kanya. And in reality, dun masusubok yung tiwala natin. And alam nyo ba guys, the moment that I surrender myself, I just give it my everything na I'm gonna be focusing on solving this problem, I'll focus on solutions, I'm asking myself, what is God teaching me? What am I learning here? What's the lesson behind this? Kasi imposibleng walang lesson to. And as I focus on taking action, doing my best, giving everything I have, and then trusting, having faith that I will receive what I deserve. Guys, sobrang grabe, doble, triple, 10x yung blessing na dumadating. Something na hindi ko rin ina-expect. Tandaan nyo to guys. If the challenges that you have right now is something that you don't expect, understand that the blessings you will receive is something that you also don't expect. Kasi sobrang daming ibibigay. Sobrang laki ng ibibigay. Sobrang daming blessings yung ibibigay. As long as malampasan mo yung pagsubok. Just make sure lang that you trust God. That you believe in God's time. So it had been a pattern in my life. Na every time na ang bigat ng pinagdadaanan, talaga, nasa isip ko, may tinuturo sa akin to. Another thing that you have to take note of, all the challenges that you have right now is realignment. You will be realigned with your purpose. That the challenges that you have right now will filter all the negativity and all the toxicity kasi mapipiga ka talaga eh. Mapipiga ka to the core and to your essence. Kaya mas makikilala mo yung sarili mo. And the best time to learn about yourself, to learn about your own leadership, to learn about you is during struggles, during pain. So, dito mo mas makikilala yung sarili mo. Pangalawa, dito mo makikilala sino yung mga totoong kaibigan mo. Sino yung mga totoong tao? Sino yung mga taong makakasama mo sa future? Sino yung mga taong deserve makasama sa future na binibuild mo? Because there's a famous saying, if your phone is not ringing during your lowest moments, don't answer the phone during your success. Kasi pag walang nangangamusta sa'yo, walang tumatawag sa'yo sa lowest moment mo, huwag kang mag-expect na yung mga tatawag sa'yo during your success ay may malasakit sa'yo. So dito mo makikilala yung mga taong pwede mong pagtiwalaan. Dito mo makikilala yung mga taong makakasama mo talaga hanggang huli. Yung mga taong worth ng tiwala mo. And lastly, dito mo mas maiintindihan na pattern ng buhay, na bago ibigay sa'yo yung sobrang laking blessing, bago ibigay sa'yo yung hinihintay mo, bago ibigay sa'yo yung pinagtatrabahuhan mo, bago ibigay sa'yo yung pangarap mo, yung goals mo, may pagdadaanan ka talaga. And most of the time, susubukin ka kung saan ka mahina. Susubukin ka kung ano yung weakness mo to teach you a lesson, to make you stronger, to make you a better person. Because again, this is not just about results. You are not building results. You are building you. You are building your character. This is not just about what you get. This is about who you become in the process. Because the moment that you become another person, the moment that you become a better person, yung pera yung susunod sa'yo, yung blessings yung susunod sa'yo, yung abundance yung susunod sa'yo. So believe in God's time. Number two that you have to remember is this too shall pass. Now, it works both ways. Kaya nga pag sobrang ganda na nangyayari sa'yo, it's really good to feel gratitude, to feel happy, to feel bliss, to celebrate and maybe over-celebrate. As in, sagad na celebration. Pero wag na wag kang magiging arrogante, wag na wag kang yayabang, wag na wag kang magbabago for the worse. Because just like any other event, this too shall pass. Even the success moment, even the highest moment, even yung magagandang nangyayari, it will pass. Same goes with all the negativity, the hardships. Same with toxicity, same with challenges and struggles. It will pass. Ang kagandahan lang, again, pag nakalampas siya, you are now a better person. You are now a better entrepreneur. You are now a better leader. You are now a better version of yourself. And since you are stronger, you're gonna be solving harder problems. And harder problems means more money, more abundance, more value. And another thing around this idea is pain is actually temporary. The challenges are temporary. The struggles are temporary. But who you become is permanent. The person you become is who you become. The person you become, guys. Because you are building you. You are building your character. So eventually, temporary yung mga pinagdaanan mo. Temporary yung sakit. Hindi forever yung sakit, pero forever yung lesson. Forever yung pagiging malakas mo. Forever yung brand new you. So it's all worth the sacrifice. And just remember, whatever it is, gaano man kabigat yung pinagdadaanan mo, this too shall pass. Number three that you have to remember, and I know that this may sound painful, but it's the truth, that whatever is happening in your life right now is a byproduct of your choice. Sa Tagalog, kung ano nangyayari sa'yo, kasalanan mo. Wala kang ibang pwedeng sisihin. Kasi ikaw ang naglagay ng sarili mo dyan. Ang tawag dito is extreme accountability. Now, please don't take this literally. I'm pretty sure that there are times na talagang may nanloko sa atin, may nanlamang sa atin, may gumawa ng masama sa atin. That maybe we are victims of other people's incompetence, right? But the thing is, meron ka pa rin choice, meron ka pa rin action na ginawa, kaya mo na-meet yung mga taong to. Halimbawa, may nanloko sa'yo, ikaw pa rin yung nag-decide na magtiwala sa kanya eh. Halimbawa, may nangyaring hindi maganda, ikaw pa rin yung naglagay ng sarili mo dun eh. Hindi kita sinisisi, but I want you to take accountability with every choices we make and with every results that we are able to create. Why? Because the moment that you embrace accountability, yes, it's extremely painful. Pero again, this too shall pass. It will pass. But the moment that you embrace responsibility, you embrace accountability, you understand that maybe it is your fault, madali mo masosolve yung problem. Madali kang makaka-move forward. Because when you acknowledge that there's a problem, you will be able to solve the problem. When you acknowledge that you are part of the problem, and maybe you are the problem, that's a bigger and better perspective para ilagay mo yung sarili mo to be the one to solve the problem. Because when you learn how to solve that problem, that's value for you. That's a huge plus and learning for you. And that's how we leaders think. Tayong mga leader, ganun tayo mag-isip. Kahit hindi natin kasalanan, aakuin natin yan at ilalagay natin yung sarili natin doon na what if kasalanan ko to, how will I solve the problem? Or kahit hindi ko siya kasalanan, how will I solve the problem? How can I solve the problem? Because again, business is about solving problems. Being CEO, being the boss is about solving problems. Because at the end of the day, we cannot wait. If we are struggling right now, if we are having adversities right now, yes, we have to believe in God's time, but we have to take action. We have to take control of our own lives. And taking control means understanding that we are accountable. Na anumang nangyari sa atin ngayon, it is our choice. It is our decision to be there. Itong agandahan. Pag maganda na yung resulta, it is a byproduct of your choice. Pag panalo ka, kapag moving forward ka na, kapag masaya ka na, when you are creating massive results, it is your fault. It is a byproduct of your choice. It is your decision. That means that you will be able to embrace the win. You will be able to embrace the glory, the victory. Kasi para ma-embrace natin yung panalo natin, para ma-enjoy natin yung panalo natin, para ma-enjoy natin yung yaman, yung pera, yung resultang meron tayo, at mga resultang parating pa, we have to take accountability first. Kailangan tanggapin muna natin na may mali tayo. Na may mali tayong desisyon, na nagkamali tayo ng choice, na nagkamali tayo ng action, na tayo ang may kasalanan. Ganun talaga. And it's actually really exciting for me kasi I am in my one of the darkest and lowest moments in my life right now. This year is so fucking hard on me. And ganun din siya sa mga kakilala kong negosyante, no? Especially when we open up our problems, when we became vulnerable with the challenges that we had. Grabe. Grabe pala sa 2023. But I realized that itong 2023 had been my greatest foundation. Kasi during the pandemic, yun yung naging foundation ko. Yun din yung naging opportunity ko. That's why I became successful. That's why I became who I am right now. Kaya tayo sumikat sa social media, kaya tayo may Spotify, kaya tayo may YouTube, may Facebook. So the thing is, yes, it's painful. Yes, it's dark. Yes, it's really hard. Pero I'm also excited in a sense because what's next? What's next for me? What's next for MJ Lopez 2024? Ano pa kayang magagandang bagay yung parating? Ano pa kayang naghihintay sa akin? Kasi kung ngayon mas mabigat, kung ngayon mas masakit, for sure, mas malaking blessing yung parating. Kaya ikaw, kung sobrang bigat ng pinagdadaanan mo, sobrang hirap ng pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, kung sobrang grabe yung suffering at pain, hawakan mo lang yung pangarap mo. Hawakan mo ng mahigpit at wag na wag mong bibitawan kasi malapit na. Kasi baka napakalapit ng dumating nung blessing na baka hindi mo ina-expect kasi sobrang laki. Beyond every challenges, beyond the fear, beyond the doubt, beyond the struggles, there will always be abundance waiting for you. So yun lang guys, if you like this podcast and if you're seeing value from this, please share this in your wall. Please i-mayday nyo to, itag nyo ako sa Instagram, itag nyo ako sa mga my stories nyo. Help me promote Principles by MJ Lopez para mas marami pang makapakinig sa atin. And make sure to give us a 5-star rating and also give us an amazing review in Facebook. a 5-star review in Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, and of course YouTube, because we are on our journey to get 1 million subscribers in YouTube. So tulungan nyo kami guys, mag-engage kayo, mag-like kayo, mag-comment kayo, and please watch all our videos. Any engagement will be appreciated. So yun lang guys, this is the end of the podcast, and always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, my name is MJ Lopez, and see you soon.